All right, it's high noon, time for our Twins World Championship Parade on CCO Radio. We have it covered every which way. Right now to Boone and Erickson leading the parade. Come in, Charlie, Roger.
All right, Howard, Charlie and Rog on the parade route. We're approaching the juncture where everybody will meet at 12th and Marquette. And we've just gone by a large group of people by the Basilica of St. Mary's, where someone was ringing the bells. Right, Roger? The bells of St. Mary's.
They sure were. And the sheriff's car just ahead of us. Both the antenna have Homer hankies. And watch for us. We're approaching 12th and Marquette will be there very shortly. And those of you, have your colors ready. In fact, we'll have a practice try in just a moment here. In fact, let's do it right now. Let's have everybody along the line listening on their radios right now. Hold up the purple sheet and shake it back and forth and cheer.
There's a big banner, number one. Twins number one. We saw one just down the road. It said Twins Fever.
Okay, purple sheets down. Get ready again. We're going to do the purple as we come by. Get ready with the purple.
This is the greatest card trick that all of Minnesota's ever seen. We're mentioning holding up the cards. This is these are pages from the Star Tribune and the St. Paul Pioneer Press Dispatch, inviting all Twins fans everywhere to show your colors, Minnesota. We hope an ever-changing kaleidoscope of color to salute our Minnesota Twins.
We'll be going through downtown Minneapolis, and after that, we'll be heading over to St. Paul, and then going through downtown St. Paul and ending at the Capitol.
Big rally at 1:30. You still have plenty of time to get to St. Paul and for the rally and also for the parade at about 12:45 in St. Paul this morning.
We are now at 12th Street and LaSalle. You are in for a treat. You're going to see every one of your favorites, each one in an individual car. Stand by.
And leading the parade, of course, the Twins owner, Carl Pollad, and his wife, Eloise, and then Tom Kelly. And following Tom and the Pollads, you'll meet all of the Twins alphabetically from A to Z.
Okay, Howard, we're going to try out a little cheer to see. We're approaching the crowd now up here at 12th and Nicollet Mall. And as soon as we get there, I'm going to announce on the PA. Let's hear it for the Twins, and let's see what happens here, Howard. As soon as we get just a little closer, a big crowd assembled up at this intersection. As a matter of fact, the police are trying to move them back.
We've been in a lot of parades, but I've never seen a happier group of people in all ages. Little kids, older people, middle-aged, in between, young people, everybody's here. All waving their Homer hankies and pages from the newspapers. It's a big celebration.
Charlie.
Yes, Howard.
What do I do with my purple sheet now?
What do you do with your purple sheet, Roger?
Okay, wait till we'll do another one of those.
Okay.
All right, you want to hear some sound? Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, here come the Minnesota Twins.
The confetti's flying. A lot of happy faces. Christmas has come early to Minnesota.
All right, everybody, let's see your purple cards. Purple cards.
There's a kid's holding up a sign saying, on the first day, God created the earth, and on the second day, God created Herbeck, Puckett, and the Minnesota Twins.
Here they come, the Minnesota Twins.
World champs. Another sign. Thanks for the season of our lives. You've shown us the spirit. Oh, this
boy,
is fantastic.
A lot of confetti, all kinds of confetti.
The Gonna Win Twins song is playing in the background aboard our loudspeaker truck.
And here people we are come, singing ladies along. And gentlemen, the Minnesota Twins!
Another sign, we love our Twins. Department 56.
Boy, they are 40 deep here.
You won.
This is bigger than an octennial parade that I've seen.
Eden Prairie loves the Twins.
We are now turning onto Marquette Avenue, where the corner of Marquette and 12th will announce to this crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Minnesota Twins!
The confetti is flying. We're right between Orchestra Hall and Symphony Place,
Howard, can you hear that?
And there is an incredible crowd. It's got to be 50 deep.
Sure we can hear
the avenue.
Sure we can hear it. It's sensational.
It is sensational.
Oh,
to be here.
Howie, this is
like it. Here's a sight of called
Unbelievable.
Best.
Unbelievable.
Touch them all, Twins.
I've never seen a crowd like this, Howard. We've ridden in some parades, you know, Aquatennial and St. Paul Winter Carnival parades.
Yeah, it looks like it's snowing.
It really does. It makes the Aquatennial and Carnival parade seem like nothing.
Okay, as we move along, it's
Twins
my
magic.
Job to announce here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Minnesota Twins are coming.
Rogers stirring up that crowd. Each Twin individual cars, they're lined up on the ramp across from Orchestra Hall, the Orchestra Hall Municipal Parking Ramp. They're lined up at every level, throwing confetti, shouting, hollering, waving, smiling. What a crowd.
What band is that?
Thanks for the memories. And the lift is one sign. Here's another sign. We killed him, and it shows a dead cardinal.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they come, the Minnesota Twins!
I'll tell you, this is a moment to remember. This is like October 12th, when that Metrodome filled with 50,000 people welcomed the Twins back from Detroit.
Howard, the scene is
all
this.
All right, TK, the Twins, another sign.
We come first, then they have the press right behind us, and then Carl Pohlad and the executives, and then the Twins.
I know,
each in their individual cars.
I know, we've got you in the tube here now in the picture. You wave at us.
Okay.
Yeah, we see you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Minnesota Twins!
Here's a sign. The Twins have more aces up their sleeves than the whole deck of cards.
Hey, Charlie, pace yourself. You got another hour to go yet.
We can't. Oh,
this
is too much.
To see.
Hey, it's just so energizing. Here's a sign. Goodbye, Twinkies. Hello, champions.
Now, up ahead is the Martin ramp, and on every level, there's got to be hundreds and hundreds of people, and I've never seen them this deep. This is incredible.
Hello, everybody. Here are the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, the parking ramps are just loaded with people.
There's a sign. Hey, Frankie, wish all Violas had your great pitch. Oh, look at the confetti coming down from the buildings now.
The confetti's falling. There's another Minnesota Twins, 1987 World Champs. And everyone's waving Homer hankies.
Hey, now, those of you listening on your radio, let's see your next card. Wave your next card.
Is that the red one? Dan Witowski's with us. Which number? The blues hat off sheet? Okay.
We want to see the blue one.
The blue one, the hat off sheet.
Wave your blue card. Hello, here come the Twins.
Way to go, Twins. Another sign. Look at that ramp up there. The Martin ramp on Market Avenue. It's just loaded with people. And they're all in the parking lot at Schmidt's Music. They're just yay deep.
Hey, if you're listening along the avenue, wave any cards. All colors are coming out. It's just so crowded and so much noise.
Tom-toms,
I don't think anybody can hear.
Of computer paper.
Just wave anything. You're beautiful, everybody.
I love it.
Roger's getting the crowd all worked up because the Twins are just behind us, led by owner Carl Pohlad and his wife Eloise, and then
Ladies
Tom
and
Kelly in another
the
car.
The Twins are on the way!
And all the Twins from Atherton all the way down the line, alphabetically. There'll be a few fur coats you'll see, too. We're going to Bill Anderson. Bill, you're at the Weather Center or up on a roof? Where are you?
Bill is up on the roof with the weather, but first we have a report from Bruce. We'll find out where Bruce is. Come
okay,
in, Bruce.
Bruce Hagovic.
How are you? Okay, we are at Boston Marquette in downtown Minneapolis. It's pandemonium here. What's your name?
Natalie.
And where are you from, Natalie?
Minneapolis.
Do you have a message for the Minnesota Twins?
Woo! The Twins!
They're mobbing me. So everybody's having a great time, and the air is filled with excitement and confetti. Bruce Hagovic at 12th and Marquette.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Let's have the quick weather now from
Today's
Bill Anderson.
Weather is brought to you by the Kelchen Seed Company. Kelchen, the seed company that's proud to be friends with the American farmer.
And meteorologist Bill Anderson, you're up on the roof, aren't you, Bill? What do you see?
Oh, I see a lot. It reminds me of the Gindin cartoon that says, Minnesota, cold nose, warm heart, and all the warm hearts are really showing their stuff. I'm a block away from the parade on top of the WCCO television building, and I can barely hear my monitor here because the crowd a block away from me is screaming so loud as the Twins go by. We have people hanging off of the tops of all the buildings and the parking ramps. The media helicopters are overhead. The church bells are going off. I think you can hear those. And we just had five airplanes from the National Guard flying low in honor to the Twins. Not to even to top it, Mother Nature let that Teflon gray sky break up. We have some sunshine coming through right now. And we're going to have a beautiful afternoon, although a breezy afternoon. Do look for those clouds to continue to break up as we, well, the clouds will thicken for a while. A few sprinkles are moving into northwestern Wisconsin now between Pine City, Minnesota, and Eau Claire. Those clouds will break up during the night tonight. The winds will fall apart. Temperatures will drop into the 20s. Tomorrow's going to be a slightly warmer day. We may see a little rain by later on in the week. But right now, it's a glorious parade, and any day would be a fine day with this kind of crowd of people in downtown Minneapolis and shortly in downtown St. Paul. Right now, it's partly sunny, wind northwest, 21 miles per hour, 53% humidity. The bells are going off, and it's a grand and glorious 47 degrees.
Raj Erickson here for Kelchin Seed Company, and I have Rod Ostis, Vice President of Sales for Kelchin Seed Company in Olivia. And Rod, the big parade is on today for the Minnesota Twins, but you've had a parade of your own. You've been parading all these varieties of seed corn, and what great success stories.
Well, we've had a big parade. In fact, our parade is really long, Raj. I've been out to Idaho, Oregon, across Colorado, all the way into Wisconsin, and the Kelchin parade looks really good. The hybrids are doing very well. The test weight's heavy. KS-1090 all the way up through KS-78 is just... We're having a good year. And I just hope that the farmers got everything out in good shape and that they're going to have a good year because it looks like a good year for us.
So they better get in touch with that dealer pretty soon, huh?
You bet. The supply is good, but and the quality is excellent. It's some of the best quality seed we've seen in a long time. So, yeah, get his order in as soon as you can, and we're going to have a good year, Raj.
Just like the Twins, it's a great year for Kelchin Seed Corn.
All right, let's find out what the condition is. Is it pandemonium with the traffic too, Dean Spratt?
Absolutely, Howard. It is pandemonium, and they are having a problem, and that is that in front of the parade, the streets are full of people. They request people stay out of the streets and on the sidewalks, and Hennepin County is sending 30 to 40 deputies to get in front of the parade now and clear those streets. They are going to take you out of the streets, so you might as well find a spot where you can see on the sidewalk and get out of the streets themselves. People trying to make it into downtown St. Paul, 35E is absolutely jammed southbound all the way from 694. Numerous accidents in the stretch between 694 and downtown. 94 eastbound, they have now closed the Marion exit. That's the Capitol exit. That's the one the parade will be using, and that has now been closed. 94 eastbound, they have closed that completely now, and traffic is getting very, very stacked up on the freeways between Minneapolis and St. Paul as well. Back downtown, the parade route, lots of stuff going on. Who's there? Charlie, Roger?
Yeah, come in, Charlie. Roger.
Yeah, we need to tell people to move out of the way because the traffic is completely blocked here on Marquette. We're stopped still. It's a gridlock. And so, until the people move aside and make a way.
Well, those of you with radios up ahead of the parade route, would you please move everybody back? Tell them it's very important or this parade will not move.
This is an incredible crowd, Howard.
It is unbelievable.
You're going to
have to move ahead of the parade route. Those of you listening on radios, would you tell everybody to please move back? The police were just here and asked us if we could announce, please, that you move back or the parade will not move at all.
You're at a standstill now, Charlie?
We're at a standstill.
Yeah, we can't move because it's gridlocked because of the huge throngs up at about 7.
What we are telling everybody on the radio is that up ahead, people have moved in too closely and the parade's at a standstill.
We're just approaching 8th Street. Roger's telling the people to move back.
People absolutely have to move back.
It's just an incredible throng.
It's fantastic.
They're estimated at over 200,000 people already, and I'm sure there's even more.
Thank you very much.
They're starting to move aside now. We're moving onto 8th Street down Marquette. Some great signs. There's one up there that says, "Are any of you twins single?" I love it. And another one says, "Say hi to the president on Thursday."
Everybody up ahead, would you please move back?
We're trying to move the people back because the crowd is so congested. We thought it would be 10 or 12 deep. It's probably 100 deep. And there just isn't any room for any more people.
It's not only deep on the
sidewalk, but you look up at every building. Look at this. Is this a car park here above Midwest Federal? Yes.
That's the Midwest Federal parking ramp.
Every level has people 2-3 deep up there. Unbelievable.
And the confetti, we're already deep in confetti, and the Twins haven't even passed by yet.
Again, for those of you with radios up ahead, will you please tell everybody else, you must move aside or this parade cannot continue.
Center City loves the Twins. Signs from all kinds of towns and cities.
Ladies and gentlemen, up ahead.
Roger's trying to move the people back because the police just can't get through. We're approaching 8, and we're not quite moving now. We're not moving at all. Banners, signs, Homer hankies, and thanks Twins signs, all showing their love and adoration of this baseball team.
Have you ever seen it? Ever seen anything like it? Here is such affection for the Twins. It ties up a whole area with a telephone system one time, and now it's tying up the entire street.
Tom Witowski's with us. Tom, you've seen a few parades and Super Bowls and so on. Have you ever seen anything like this?
The spirit here, it's snowing here in October already. It's pure white on the outside. It's unbelievable. The snowmobile people could do a great job. The spirit is incredible. It's even the Olympic ceremonies that I've seen have not had this type of enthusiasm.
Say, right now we're going to switch to Dean Spratt and get some more traffic information. Dino?
All right, we have got the major part of the plug here is between 7th and 8th Street on Marquette. That is what the police are most concerned about now. 7th to 8th is completely plugged, and the people are refusing to open the street for the officers. People, the parade is not going to move until you get Marquette opened up. The parade has to drive down that street. You're going to have to get on the sidewalk, out of the street, and until the people, especially between 7th and 8th on Marquette, open the parade route up, it is not going to move, pure and simple. Charlie, Raj?
Thank you, Dino. You're absolutely right. We can't move until the people get out of the
way. Listen to the chants outside.
Yeah, they're chanting, wait till the Twins come by. And
they were doing Twins great, less filling or something.
Yeah, we're right stopped at in front of Midwest Federal and across the TCF.
This will delay the whole rally and everything.
Hopefully we can make time between the cities.
Hey, guys, we got a report from Jan Urich in St. Paul now, and we'll get back to you in just a moment.
Let's go to St. Paul.
Jan, come in.
Well, guys, it's not quite as congested here, although there are hundreds and hundreds of people lining the parade route, most of which is along Wabasha Avenue in St. Paul. There are vendors selling Twins paraphernalia, souvenirs. There are camera operators and spectators on top of the roofs. There are food vendors. There's everything you can think of. There's sort of an impromptu parade going on down here already. Wabasha Avenue is open to about one lane of traffic, and there are lots of vehicles that are going along the street that are all painted up with Twin slogans and signs, and there's a lot of honking and a lot of waving of Homer hankies and banners, a lot of throwing of confetti already, signs hanging from the building. So people are waiting patiently here, and boy, I hope that congestion clears over there.
Well, doing our best. Thank you, Jan. We'll get back to Charlie and Roger in just a minute. The St. Paul Companies and its over 3,000 employees here in the Twin Cities, all dedicated, dyed-in-the-wool Twins fans, join with CCO Radio in congratulating the fabulous Minnesota Twins on their final victory, the 1987 World Series Championship. Congratulations, Twins. You're number one. And you've made all of us number one also and very proud. The St. Paul Company celebrating their 135th anniversary in Minnesota in 1988. I'm going to get back to Charlie and Roger and the parade, and the tied-up parade in just a moment.
Funk's G4211 and G4234, the heavyweight corn hybrids, are performing very well in this area. Here's Richard Buckwalter of Kasson, Minnesota.
G4211 and G4234 are both top-notch hybrids, top yielders, and heavy test weight corns. They had as high as 60-pound test weight.
That's Richard Buckwalter of Kasson, Minnesota, talking about his heavyweight corn, Funk's G4211 and G4234. Order yours today.
Hey, come in, Dean Spratt. Eric Escala. Come in, Eric. Where are you, Eric?
Well, Howard and Charlie and Roger, I got to tell you, there are thousands, I would think tens of thousands at this point, of people at the state capitol awaiting your arrival and hoping that the traffic gives way so they can get over here on time. The people are stretched all the way back into the second mall, back toward the Veterans Affairs Building, all the way toward downtown St. Paul. They are just filled the steps now of the Historical Society. They're on the steps of the State Office Building to the west of the Capitol, and they are just packed in here solid. There's still a lot of room for people because they have a sound system that kind of goes in tiers all the way back toward downtown St. Paul. So if you're in the St. Paul area and then come up, you'll be able to hear, but you won't be able to get very close now because the first part of the Capitol Mall is just packed with screaming Twins fans waving the Homer hankies and waiting for their heroes, Howard.
Thank you, Eric. Now, Bruce Hagovic, come in. Where are you, Bruce?
Well, I'm at 12th of Marquette, and looking down Marquette, at least as far as I can see, it's nothing but a solid wall of people. There's no way the parade's going to be getting through the way it is right now. I've been hearing sirens the last few minutes. I suspect that maybe a police car or perhaps a fire engine is being brought in to try to clear a path for the parade to come down through. But the way it is right now, from my vantage point here at 12th of Marquette, it's just one solid wall of people. There's no way anybody could get through there with a parade. Let me talk to this lady here. You were up in the middle of the crowd there. What was it like?
Well, you can't see anything no matter how close you get.
It's kind of wall-to-wall people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
What's your name? Better than school, right?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Lucy Peace.
Okay, how about you? What's your name?
Angie Hughes.
Were you up in the middle of the crowd there?
Yeah, even when you get on someone's shoulders, you can't see anything but more people.
But you're going to hang around and wait for the Twins, right?
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to see them soon. The farther in the back you go, it's more able to see things. So
maybe it's
better.
So everybody's having a good time, but it's going to take a little patience to get the parade on through. This is Bruce Hagovic reporting live from 12th and Marquette.
Thank you, Bruce. Let's go now to Dean Spratt.
Yeah, okay, Howard. They are still working on clearing the route above, just in front of the parade. What they're talking about now is maybe bringing two or three police squads in and running them side by side abreast and see if they can't slowly clear the street that way. That is the problem. The crowd beginning to cooperate there. Again, let me note, if people are headed into downtown St. Paul, it is 20 miles an hour or less all the way down 35E from 694. It is stop and go the whole way. 94 eastbound, that is beginning to pose some problems as well. They have closed many of the entrances to 94 eastbound in downtown St. Paul, and it has gotten very, very crazy in both downtowns. A little patience is going to be required. Please clear the streets in front of the parade route. You must watch from the sidewalk for two reasons. One, to get the parade moving. Two, of course, for your own safety. You must move from the street itself. Howard?
Boone and Erickson in that lead panel there, that CCO van, are you moving at all, Roger, Charlie?
Yes, we're finally moving now, Howard, and we're right in the middle of the block between 7th and 8th, and the people are pounding on the van that we're in. They're opening up just a little more, but it's pandemonium. I now know what Richard Nixon felt like in Venezuela. Only they're a friendlier crowd.
The trick is, you know, can the parade behind us keep moving? Because they are very, very close. And I hope they don't start asking for autographs, because that would really slow it up. They really can't do that. They can't expect that. And they need to keep this parade going.
It is raining confetti, and I have never seen so much jubilation.
Are there any squad cars there yet?
Yes, there are squad cars in front of us, and they're trying to get over on the side to clear it away.
It would take a few thousand police to keep this crowd back, though. You realize that it's we just trust that everybody will keep their distance and allow the parade to continue. I have never seen anything like that.
The crowd is so deep, and you can hear them pounding on the windows. They're so exuberant, but they're
it's happiness.
It's happiness.
It's happiness.
It's ecstasy.
Minnesota Twins are on the way.
I have never seen anything like this. This is incredible.
They're not damaging your vehicle, are they?
No. It's a. It just sounds like it. They haven't turned us over yet.
We're just having fun here, Howie.
Yeah,
just having fun.
Well, we've got a view here from
is number one.
We have a view.
Somebody has a sign up there. Thanks, Twins and Vegas.
There's a lot of energy. There's a big sign. Kennedy High School loves Kent Herbert. Is that his school? Kennedy,
you want to talk to somebody?
In Bloomington?
This person? Witkowski?
Hey.
There's some of your friends, Witkowski?
Aha.
Woo! Minnesota Twins are on the way!
Now I know they did let the schools out. You can tell that. There's the Twins hotline.
Howard, I never knew I had such power. All I have to do is say, Minnesota Twins are on the way.
And they scream.
Hey, we hear it.
We're just approaching the corner of 7th Street and Marquette.
We hear it through our soundproof studios here.
I think you can hear it, yeah. And it's raining confetti. It's just like a snowstorm in October. It's incredible. But if people could stay back and make way for the cars, because we're in front of the cavalcade of all the Twins.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to stand back. Please stand back at least 3 feet, please. Please stand back at least 3 feet.
I think it's going to be worth it to try to say stand back on the sidewalk. For one thing, they can't all get back on the sidewalk.
No, there's about, no place to go.
They're about 20, 30 deep there.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone will have to stand back about 3 feet from the vehicles. Thank you very much.
I hate to be the bearer of bad
times.
It's fun just announcing the Twins are coming. Now I have to be a meanie.
I at first thought the Twins were going to be very cold because they're all in open convertibles, but I think once they hit this
Minnesota
crowd, it's
Twins,
going to be so warm.
Minnesota Twins are on the way.
No problem. They're holding up. There's a Pioneer Press World Champs.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're going to have to stand back 3 feet for all the vehicles, or else the parade will not be able to continue. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're gridlocked now, Howard.
We're the only ones with the speakers, so...
Now they're putting two cars. Instead of one car width, they've got two police cars in front of us to try to open up more of a wider path for the parade to go through.
Well, everyone wants to get a close look at their heroes. You can't blame them. Boy, I...
Not only people on the street, but there are people in the windows, in the ramps, on top of buildings, on top of traffic lights. They're everywhere, and they're singing along the Twin song as we are gridlocked in traffic. Right at 7th Street and Marquette.
Well, a view we have here above you somewhat, there is room for people to move back closer to the buildings, you know, so they've got to be persuaded to do that.
Well, there's just not enough police to handle, I don't think. There are a few, but not enough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, would you stand 3 feet back from each vehicle, please? Would you please stand 3 feet back?
Everyone's holding up their finger. Number one in Minnesota.
Suck it in, ladies and gentlemen. Move. They would prefer to have you move back in the sidewalk. At least move 3 feet back.
They're ruining all my
crowd earlier at 200,000. I'll bet it's 300,000.